Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today, I'm going to read the whole chapter of Joshua 3, and this is in the World English Bible. The reason I use the WEB, the web version, is that it is royalty-free, and I don't have to gain permission for it. I sure read a lot of scripture, and if I had to gain permission and pay for it, I don't think I could afford to do that. So thank you, World English Bible. And this is what it says. Joshua got up early in the morning, and they moved from Shittim and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel. They camped there before they crossed over. After 3 days, the officers went through the middle of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of Yahweh, your God's covenant, and the Levitical priests bearing it, then leave your place and follow it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it of about 2,000 cubits by measure. Don't come closer to it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before." Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow Yahweh will do wonders among you." Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people." They took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. Yahweh said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. You shall command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, 'When you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall still stand still in the Jordan.'" Joshua said to the children of Israel, "Come here and hear the words of Yahweh your God." Joshua said, "By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite out from before you. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore, take 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, for every tribe a man. It shall be when the soles of the feet of the priests who bear the Ark of Yahweh, the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan will be cut off. The waters that come down from above shall stand in one heap." When the people moved from their tents to pass over the Jordan, the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant being before the people, and when those who bore the Ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the Ark had dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the time of harvest, the waters which came down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great way off at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those that went down toward the Sea of the Arabah, even the Salt Sea, were wholly cut off. Then the people passed over near Jericho. The priests who bore the Ark of Yahweh's covenant stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the nation had passed completely over the Jordan. Mind if I pray for you? Okay, Lord, first of all, I love this Passover language. It's echoing of the Passover as people were leaving the nation of Egypt and the Passover that happened right before Pharaoh let them go. And so here they are in front of another great sea, not as large as the Red Sea, but the Jordan had overflown its banks in there, or overflown, I guess that's not the right word, overflowed its banks. And the Israelites were again confronted with a sea in front of them, and that the language here is passing over it. So just another idea of you rescuing them from the waters of chaos, and you did it before at the Red Sea, you're going to do it again at the Jordan River. And so, Lord, I pray for my friends who are facing the waters of chaos. Everything around them feels chaotic, and your call to them is simply to take a step toward obedience. Those waters did not pile up until those priests stood in the Jordan. They had to make that first step toward, just like Peter had to take that step toward Jesus on the water. Those priests had to take a step onto the water in order to see the salvation of the Lord. That's beautiful, Lord. What a beautiful way to think about it. And so, Lord, increase our faith. Help us to step into that which you have for us. And Lord, it's not that you will do the miracle prior. You will do the miracle after we have exercised that faith. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called faith. It would just be like, oh, look at that miracle. Yeah. No, it's that you take that step of faith and then the miracle comes. And so, Lord, thank you for that beautiful pattern in scripture. We thank you for it. And we pray for our own miracles today. And we trust you because you are good. You are strong. You are capable of answering our prayers. We trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a lot of different levels that you can support the podcast at, and I'm just so grateful for all of you who do. And thank you to all of you who pray for the show. I don't take that lightly. It's so, so important. After all, the whole podcast is about prayer.